弟兄姐妹跟朋友们大家早上主内安。我们感谢今天敬拜团队跟这些年轻人在我们当中用音乐来带领我们一起来侍奉。大家一定希望能够很享受。那今天我们很有幸我们当中有两位就是一对。在台湾宣教的夫妇他们来到我们当中他们两位是吉士恩Sean 跟他太太吉爱美Amy Gibson 他们是老家是在 Ohio okay, 但是12年前神呼召他们到台湾尤其在台湾的乡村那里来做宣教的工作。那他们所做的工作特别是在蓝领阶级的劳工群众里面来传福音。那我们以前听到宣教士到中国他们都要学的是普通话，但是因为他们在蓝领阶级，在台湾蓝领阶级当中，他们普通话也不能用上，他们学会了台湾话 okay, 就是福建话 okay。我不晓得大家可能听过宣教士讲普通话，但是还没听过宣教士会讲福建话的 OK。 所以我们感谢神今天他们可以来这边今天Sean 会在我们当中为我们证道，所以我们欢迎他。那他是会用英文讲道 OK。 我今天是来帮我们翻译。那但是如果你们礼拜五有来的话 OK, 你们发现到说礼拜五在我们团契当中他是全部用台湾话用福建话跟我们谈论他们在台湾那边的事工。所以如果你们会讲福建话或台湾话的话你们有机会跟他谈一谈。不过很不幸的哈，就是我们需要提一下，就是说今天他们正道完之后他们需要离开。那也希望大家能够为Amy 的母亲祷告，因为 Amy 母亲在 Ohio 听说刚刚去了医院，所以他们聚会完之后马上要走 OK。 所以也请大家记得为他们祷告 OK。 Do you understand what we're saying?
跳舞
OK 他说他听得懂
差不多搞砸真久没看哈可以要用英语哈 OK。 First thank you so much for your faithful support of us and the Lord's work for these 12 years in Taiwan。
首先我要感谢你们教会这12年来我们在台湾那边的事工上给我们所有的支持。
Praise God, because of our partnership many in Taiwan have been able to hear the gospel。
感谢主因为我们在一起配搭一起服侍，在台湾有许多人已经听到了神的福音。
But today we want to talk about God's mercy。
但是今天我们要来谈一谈有关神的慈悲。
Now in order to understand God's mercy, we actually have to start at the beginning。
但是我们如果要理解神的慈悲的话，我们需要从最起初来开始谈起。
We have to understand who God is and who we are。
我们要来谈我们需要知道神是谁，然后我们也需要知道我们是谁。
So I'll make it very easy. We'll start at page one in your Bible。
所以我们今天很容易，我们要从最先开始，就是创世纪开始看起。
So, this would be Genesis chapter 1.
就是创世纪第一章。
Verse 1 says, in the beginning,
第一节他如此说,
in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
So this says that God is the creator of all things.
这节经文告诉我们说神是创造所有一切的。
If this is true, then God is great and God is awesome.
如果确然是如此的话，那神就是很伟大的，而且很值得我们敬畏的。
He is different from all other things, and he is good.
他与其他的任何的东西都是不一样的，而且他是美善的。
This means that all souls, all spirits, and all other gods were made by him.
所以所有的灵魂和一切的神，所谓的神，都是他所造的。
He is the head, he is the ruler, he is the chief.
他是统治者，他是头，他也是首领，首领。
And so everything and everyone must obey him.
所以所有的一切和所有的人都需要来顺服他。
Now this is very important in Taiwan.
那这件事情在台湾来说是非常重要的。
Because there are many gods and many evil spirits and many ghosts that people obey.
因为在那个地方有许多的神和邪灵魔鬼，人们都需要顺服那些邪灵的。
So we explain that all gods and all spirits must obey the Creator God.
所以我们需要跟他们解释，所有的灵都需要顺服这位创造主。
And all people must obey him also.
这包括所有的人。
And only he is worthy of worship.
只有神是值得我们来敬拜的。
All right, now a little more Bible.
那我们再来多看一些圣经里面所说的。
Just look a little further, Genesis 1 verse 26.
那我们来就看一下第一章26跟27节。
26 and 27, why don't you just read it in Mandarin?
Okay, 我就用中文来读哈。神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
So of all God made, we are different.
所以在所有神所创造的一切，我们人是不一样的。
We are not like animals.
我们跟动物是不同的。
We are made in the image of God, and we are His children.
我们是照着他形象所造的，我们是他的儿女。
And so He is our heavenly Father.
所以他是我们天上的父。
God loves us most more than anything else in creation.
神最爱的是我们，多过其他所有他所造的。
So then we are very valuable.
所以我们在他来讲是很有价值的。
You are very valuable.
那包括你跟我，我们对他来讲都是很有价值的。
This is also very important in Taiwan.
那这一点在台湾来讲也是非常重要的。
To let people know that in the eyes of God, they are very valuable.
要让人们知道，在神的眼里，他们是很有价值的。
There is a God who made you.
有一位神，他造了你。
And he made your heart.
他造了你的心。
And he loves you.
他也非常爱你。
So we encourage people in Taiwan with this news.
因此我们在台湾的时候就是这样的来鼓励他们。
So we say you don't need to worship spirits or ghosts.
我们告诉他们你们不需要敬拜邪灵。
Because there is a God who made you and who loves you.
因为有一位神创造了你，他也爱你。
And he is stronger than all other spirits.
他比所有其他的神还要厉害。
Because he made all spirits.
因为都是他所造的。
So now, then, in Genesis chapter 2, God creates the first people.
所以在第二章里面记载了神创造了一对人。
He creates this couple, Adam and Eve.
就是亚当跟夏娃。
And he puts them in a garden.
他把他们放在一个花园里。
And everything is good.
一切看来都是这么美好。
But there is a problem.
但是有一个问题。
And the problem starts in Genesis chapter 3.
这个问题在创世纪第三章里面。
Now we don't have time to read Genesis chapter 3.
我们现在没有时间来读创世纪第三章里面所记载的。
But here we find out that God has an enemy.
但是我们在这里发现神有个敌人。
The Bible tells us God's enemy is called the devil or Satan.
圣经告诉我们神的敌人就是魔鬼。
And that he is more powerful than anything except God.
除了神之外，他比一切其他的都有能力。
The Bible tells us that he hates God, and he hates what God loves.
圣经告诉我们，他恨神跟一切神所喜爱的。
So what God loves most, he hates most.
所以神最爱什么，魔鬼就最恨什么。
So what does God love the most?
那神最爱的是什么呢？
Well, us, you and me.
就是我们，你跟我。
So in Genesis chapter 3, the enemy comes in.
所以在创世纪第三章里面，敌人就出现了。
He comes like a serpent to trick us.
他像来了像一只蛇，要骗我们。
And sadly, he does trick them.
那令人悲哀的是，他确实在欺骗着我们。
So our first ancestors chose to listen to the voice of the enemy.
我们的先祖竟然选择听信神敌人的声音。
Our ancestors listened to God's enemy and not to God.
他们愿意听神敌人的声音，却不愿意听神的声音。
Yes, it's true. We have the same ancestors.
没错，我们现在
Even Paul and I, same ancestors.
跟原来的先祖是是同样的先祖。
True. So now everything is cursed. The whole world is cursed.
所以在世界上所有的一切都被咒诅。
And we are cursed, and that is why we die.
包括我们，也这是原因为什么我们要面对死亡。
But what was the voice of the enemy they listened to?
到底他们听到敌人说了些什么？
The enemy said, God is a liar.
敌人说神是骗子。
Don't trust God.
不要信靠神。
Don't listen to God.
别听神。
Don't obey God.
不要顺从他。
Do not believe God.
不要相信神。
This is very important.
这件事情是很重要的。
Because Satan didn't say, go and be evil.
因为撒旦并没有说去做邪恶的事情。
He didn't say, go kill people.
他也没有叫人说你去杀人。
He said, don't listen to God.
他只是说不要听神的。
Don't trust God.
不要信靠他。
So our first ancestors did listen to Satan and chose not to trust God.
所以我们的先祖听信了撒旦的谎言，选择不信靠神。
Then the Bible says that God came to talk with Adam and Eve.
然后圣经告诉我们说，神来跟亚当跟夏娃对话。
And they were afraid.
他们很害怕。
They were ashamed.
因为他们觉得羞愧。
Okay, what is the Bible telling us?
Okay, 我们看一下到底圣经告诉我们什么。
What does this story mean?
到底这个故事是什么意思？
Imagine that after church, you and I are talking.
可以想一想哈，就想这次聚会完，今天聚会完之后，你跟我再有一个对话。
And as we are talking, suddenly your mother comes into the room.
在我们谈话当中，突然你的母亲进来了。
But you don't talk to her.
但是你不跟她说话。
You don't look at her.
你也不看着她。
You don't get out of her seat. You don't get out of your seat to let her sit down.
你也不站起来，然后让她坐下来。
So she has to go over and sit in the corner and sit on the floor.
她只好到这个房间的一个角落去，在那边自己坐下来。
Now that would be very shameful.
你会不会觉得这是让人觉得很可耻的事情？
That would be 台语就是说你就不好，对吧？
这从台语来讲，就是说你很非常不孝。
不孝，
不孝。
Yeah, 不好。
不孝不是说你孝孝哈，就是说不孝敬。
Bad.
这个非常的不好。
But what would be more shameful?
但是有什么是更可耻的呢？
Someone else's mother now comes into the room.
突然有另外一个母亲进来了。
And you say, "Oh, I'm so glad to see you."
你马上跟她说，哦，我真高兴可能够在这里看到你。
I haven't seen you in so long.
好久不见了。
Please take my seat.
请坐在我这个椅子上。
I hope everything is going so well with you.
我希望所有的事情都是过得很好。
Isn't that even more shameful?
那这不是更可耻的吗？
It's more but how, right?
不是更不孝吗？
But what would be even worse than that?
但是什么比这个更糟的呢？
Another mother walks into the room.
那另外一个母亲进来了。
But this woman is your mother's enemy.
但是这位妇女是你自己母亲的敌人。
She destroyed your mother's business.
她破坏了你母亲的生意。
She told lies and rumors about your mother to your mother's friends.
她在你母亲的朋友当中说你母亲的坏话。
And all of her friends believe these lies.
散布谣言，那她的朋友们也都相信她。
And she even cheated with your father.
她也骗了你的父亲。
And then she comes into the room.
当她进来的时候。
And you welcome her.
你欢迎她。
Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
Wow, 我真是高兴在这里能够看到你。
It's been so long and I miss you.
好久不见了，我好想你。
How are you?
你好吗？
I love you.
我爱你。
And you get up out of your seat.
那你就从你自己坐的椅子上站起来。
And you let her sit down.
把那个位置让给她坐。
And then you kneel down at her feet.
然后你就在他面前跪下来。
And you just look at her and smile.
然后就看着他，然后对着他微笑。
This woman is your mother's enemy.
这个妇女是你母亲的敌人。
This whole time, your own mother is still sitting over here on the floor.
你自己的母亲在那个角落里面坐在那个地上。
This is the woman who gave you life.
这是妇女是生你的。
She fed you.
她养你。
She clothed you.
她给你衣服穿。
She gave you money to go to school.
她花钱让你能够上学。
And then she gets up off the floor.
然后她从那个角落上自己站起来。
And she walks over to you.
然后她走来，走到你面前来。
And she looks at you.
然后她看着你。
And she says, "My son, my daughter."
她说，我的儿子，我的女儿。
What are you doing?
你在做什么？
This, isn't this shameful? Wouldn't that be?
你不觉得这是很可耻的事情吗？
How would you feel now?
你的感觉会是怎么样？
Just shameful, very shameful.
这是很可耻的事情。
But don't you understand? This is the exact situation that you and I are in now.
但是难道你不知道这就是我们现在你跟我所处的光景吗？
God gave you life.
神给你生命。
He created you.
他创造了你。
He loves you.
他爱你。
Everything you have is something He created for you to enjoy.
你全部所有的都是神所创造来让你享用的。
You are breathing His air.
你现在呼吸的是神所创造的空气。
You're spending His money.
你在花他所给你的钱。
But all of us.
但是我们
you and I,
你跟我
have listened to the voice of his enemy.
但是我们却选择去听了敌人的声音。
We have not listened to the voice of God.
我们却不愿意听神的声音。
If you do not turn directly to God, then you are still listening to the enemy.
如果你不愿意直接的转向神，那你就是还在听神敌人的声音。
Remember, the enemy doesn't say, go be evil.
请记得敌人不是跟你说
go kill people.
去杀人或者去做个邪恶的人。
He says, don't trust God.
他只跟你说不要依靠神。
Don't follow God.
不要跟随神。
Don't believe God.
不要相信他。
The enemy says, trust anything except God.
敌人要跟你说就依靠别的吧，只是不要依靠神。
So whether you worship another God,
所以不管你是在敬拜别的神，
or if you worship money,
或是你在敬拜钱财，
or if you worship your career,
或者你在敬拜你自己的事业，
or if you just worship yourself,
甚至是你只是在敬拜你自己，
you are listening to the voice of the enemy.
你就是在听那敌人的声音。
And if you listen to the voice of the enemy,
那如果你只是听敌人的声音
then you are the enemy.
那你就是那个敌人。
And now God will destroy and judge his enemies.
那神就要来审判，同时要毁灭他的敌人。
That's you and me.
那就是你跟我。
He will judge his enemies.
他要审判他的敌人。
That's bad news.
这是不好的消息。
But there's good news.There's good news.
但是有好的消息。
God doesn't want to judge us.
神不愿意来审判我们。
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
Because he made us.
因为是他创造了我们。
Because he is our heavenly father.
因为他是我们的天父。
He doesn't want to judge you.
所以他不愿意来审判我们。
Now, what will God do?
那现在神要做什么呢？
So I hope you see in the story I just told,
我希望大家能够看到我刚刚跟大家分享的这个故事。
That the mother did nothing wrong.
她的母亲完全没有做错任何的事情。
And it doesn't matter how good or bad the son is now.
也不管她的孩子现在有多好。
It doesn't matter how good you are now.
所以也不管你现在有多好。
You need forgiveness.
你需要神的原谅。
You need mercy.
你需要神的怜悯。
It doesn't matter what you do.
不管你在做什么。
You can't force the mother to take you back as a son or daughter.
你不能逼这个母亲来接受她儿女。
She has to forgive you.
她需要原谅你。
Only the mother, through mercy, can take away your shame.
只有经过母亲的慈悲，她才能除掉这孩子的耻辱。
Only the mother through mercy can make you a son or daughter again.
只有经过这个母亲的慈悲，你才能够再次成为她的儿女。
And this is what God wants to do.
就是神要所要做的。
He wants to make you a son and daughter again.
他希望你能够再成为他的儿女。
How is he going to do this?
那他要如何做？
Well, Genesis chapter 3:15 tells us a little.
创世纪三章十五节告诉我们。
Says one day a child will be born who can defeat Satan.
他告诉我们有一天有一个孩子会为我们而生，他也能击败这个撒旦。
But a man cannot defeat Satan.
但是我们知道人不能击败撒旦。
Only God can.
只有神能够。
So we know that this child must have the power of God.
所以我们知道这个孩子一定要有神的能力。
In fact, this child must be God.
这个孩子一定要是神。
And that is exactly what happens.
事情就是这样的发生了。
And his name is Jesus.
这孩子名字叫耶稣。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
Now let's look at Colossians chapter 1 verse 19 through 23.
我们现在大家一起来看哥罗西书一章十九到二十三节。
This is talking about Jesus.
这里说到的就是耶稣基督。
So I want you to read that. Just Chinese is fine. Colossians 1 19 through 23.
So do you want me to read through it?
Yeah, you read through it, please. We hear the word. We need to hear the word.
哥罗西书一章十九到二十三节，我来再跟大家用中文念一遍。因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，就借着他叫万有无论是地上的天上的都与自己和好了。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行心里与他为敌，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。只是你们在所信的道上恒心，根基坚固，坚定不移，不致被引动失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下万人所听的。我保罗也做了这福音的执事。
Okay, thank you. All right, now I want to look at this one verse at a time. Okay.
现在我们来一节一节的来看。
So, go back to verse 19.
我们先看第十九节。
This is about Jesus.
这是有关耶稣基督的。
It says, for God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Jesus.
神成了人，耶稣就是这位神人。是在创世纪三章十五节，神在很久以前所给的应许。
So God becomes man.
所以神成了人。
Jesus is the God-Man promised long ago in Genesis chapter 3.
耶稣就是这位神人。
Jesus is the Christ.
耶稣就是基督。
What does Jesus do?
那耶稣基督做了什么事情？
Verse 20.
第二十节。
And through Jesus to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
他成就了和平，借着他在十字架上的死带来了和平。他和谁成就了和平呢？
So what does Jesus do?
他做了什么呢？
He makes peace.
他来这里成就了和平。
He makes peace with his death through the cross.
借着他的死来成就这个和平。
Who does he make peace with?
他跟谁成就了和平？
Verse 21.
第二十一节说，
Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. 21.
你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行心里与他为敌。
So who does he make peace with?
他跟谁成就和平？
His enemies, that's you and I.
他的敌人就是你和我。
That's what you do with enemies.
这就是你需要和敌人成就和平。
You make peace with enemies.
他跟我们是他敌人，他跟我们成就和平。
Romans chapter 5 verse 10 says, while we were still enemies of God, Jesus saved us.
罗马书五章第十节里面告诉我们说，就在我们还与神做仇敌的时候，耶稣就救了我们。
So what does this peace mean? What does this peace mean?
这个和平有特别的，有什么特别的意义呢？
Verse 22.
第22节。
But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation.
但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己的面前。
So what does this peace mean?
那到底这个和平 的真正的意义是什么。
Now we are in God's presence.
那现在我们是在神的面前了。
How are we in God's presence?
我们如何到神的面前了呢？
We are holy and blameless before God.
我们现在都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，是完美的。
In front of God now, you and I are perfect.
在神的面前，神看为我们是完全的。
We are no longer enemies.
我们不再是他的敌人。
Why?
为什么？
Because of Jesus.
因为是耶稣的原因。
It's not because you're good.
不是因为你很好。
It has nothing to do with you.
绝对不是因为你很好。
People seem to think that good people go to heaven.
我们一般人都在想说好的人应该是上天堂的。
But no.
但是不是的。
You are an enemy.
你是神的敌人。
I don't care how good you are.
我不管你有多好。
You need Jesus.
你需要耶稣。
You need mercy.
你需要神的。
You need his forgiveness.
怜悯，你需要他的原谅。
Jesus was punished in your place.
耶稣因为你的缘故被责罚。
God does not forget about his justice.
神并没有忘记了他的公平。
But Jesus is judged, so you won't be judged.
但是耶稣为了你被审判，所以你不需要被审判。
That is his mercy to you.
这就是神给我们的怜悯。
That is the gospel. The gospel.
这就是福音。
Okay. So now the question is,
现在的问题是
What do we do now after we believe this?
我们信了之后我们应当怎么样
Verse 23.
第23节
You continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant.
只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不是被引动失去福音的盼望，这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下万人听的。
So what do we do now?
所以我们现在要怎么样？
Continue to trust God.
我们要继续不断的来信靠神。
Don't listen again to the voice of the enemy.
不要再听敌人的声音。
Don't listen to the voice that says don't trust God.
不要听他说不要信靠神。
Notice now that verse 23 does not say continue to be good.
注意23节里面没有告诉我们说你要继续为善。
It says continue to trust God.
它告诉我们我们要不断地来学习信靠神。
Obviously, if you trust God, then you will do good.
很明显的，如果你愿意信靠神的话，那你一定会去做善事。
But we begin with constantly trusting God.
但是我们要先开始学习怎么样不断地来信靠神。
Don't get it backwards.
不要这个从后面开始。
So what do we trust God for?
那我们到底为了什么东西来信靠神呢？
Well, of course, we trust God for everything.For everything, of course.
当然我们需要来信靠，为所有的一切来信靠神。
But today we're talking about mercy.
但是今天我们要讲的是神的怜悯。
Do you believe that you really need mercy?
你相信你需要神的怜悯吗？
How do you know if you're standing firm in your faith and trusting God for mercy?
你怎么知道你在信心上坚定，然后信靠神呢？
It's actually very simple.
其实很简单。
Are you able to give mercy to other people?
你能跟别人显现出你的怜悯吗？
Are you able to forgive others?
你能够学习原谅别人吗？
You see, if you understand that you need mercy,
你如果你能够理解说你自己也需要怜悯。
If you understand that God gave you mercy,
如果你理解说神给你怜悯。
Then you are able to give mercy to others.
那你就能够学习怎么样向别人施怜悯。
I was trying to park my car to take my family to a movie.
我带我家人去电影院看电影的时候，我们需要把车停在一个车位。
But the parking lot was full, no place to park.
但是停车场已经全部这个停满了车子，没有地方我有空位。
And then I saw a car leaving.
我看了一个车子刚好要开走。
So I quickly drove up to get into that spot.
所以赶快把这个开了，然后站那个位置。
But suddenly from back here, Someone else came in and took the spot.
突然从旁边有一个车子突然转进去，就把那个空位给占去了。
Oh, I was so angry.
那我心里就想，啊，我好生气啊。
That's my spot.
那是我的位置啊。
No, no mercy. No mercy. I want revenge.
我不能给这个人慈悲啊，我要报复。
But then I remembered. I remembered.
啊，我突然记得了。
Two days before.
两天前。
I did the same thing to somebody else.
我不是同样的做同样的事情吗？别人在等他的车位，就我把那个车位给占了。
There was a person looking to move to the city that my wife and I live in.
有一个人正好要搬到我跟我太太所住的那个城市。
So we let him stay at our house.
我们就让他住在我们家里。
We treated him very, very well.
我们很好，好好的在招待他。
We bought him food.
我们跟他为他买了食物。
We gave him our car.
我们把车子让他开。
We helped him look for a house.
我们帮他一起找房子。
Originally he was supposed to stay 2 days.
原来本来只是应该住两天而已。
He stayed 2 weeks.
可是他竟然住了两个礼拜。
Before he left, we took him out to a nice dinner.
在他没走之前，我们还带他出去吃了一顿好的晚餐。
When he finally left,
当他离开的时候
，He said.
他说
谢谢
谢谢。
That's it. That's all he said.
如此而已，他只说了一句谢谢。
He was hardly even grateful.
看起来似乎不是很感激的样子。
Every day his attitude was like we owed him something.
每一天他的态度看起来好像我们欠他什么一样。
Like we owed him everything we were giving him.
好像说这些所有我们给他的都是他应当得的。
So every day I got a little more angry.
所以每一天我就变得越来越生气。
You know, he should have thanked me every day.
其实他应该天天都来感谢我才对。
You know, maybe on his knees, thank you, thank you.
他应该来向我跪下，然后说谢谢，谢谢，谢谢。
So now I feel like he owes me something.
我觉得说其实他应该是欠我，不应该是我欠他。
He should have taken me out to dinner.
他应该带我出去吃顿饭才对。
But then I realized something through the gospel.
但是我理解了，借着福音。
I realized everything I have is from God.
我理解了，所有我所有的都是从神而来的。
And I'm very often, I'm not very grateful.
很多时候我自己都没有存着感恩的心。
You know, I really don't thank God that much.
我也不是很常学习来感谢神。
I mean, do you really thank God as much as you probably should?
你平常经常会学习为神所给你的来感谢他吗？
Or do you feel kind of like God really owes you everything that you've got?
或者有的时候你觉得说好像神欠你。
I earned it.
我应该当得这个的。
But God, out of mercy, gives us everything we need.
但是神经过他的慈悲，给我们一切我们所有的。
He gives us more than we need.
他给我们多过我们所当得的。
And now, through Jesus, he gives us eternal life also.
那现在借着耶稣基督，他给了我们永生。
Can't we give mercy to other people when they fail to thank us?
我们难道不能给别人怜悯，即使他谢我们谢的不够？
You know, when they fail to appreciate us, can we be merciful?
当他们好像对我们没有那么感激的时候，我们还能够向他们显出怜悯吗？
When your wife or your husband has a bad day.
当你的太太或先生因为整天都很不顺利的时候
And they're angry all day.
他们很生气的时候
Can you give them mercy?
你能给他一点怜悯吗？
What about when you're angry all day?
当你自己生气，整天在生气的时候
Don't you want your wife or your husband to be patient with you?
你会不会希望说你的配偶给你一点耐心吗？
Don't you want them to be forgiving of you?
你不会想到说他们给你原谅吗？
Don't you really want some mercy from other people when you fail?
当你自己失败的时候，你会不会想说让对方也能学习给你一点慈悲？
When you're angry and mean all day, you want mercy from other people.
当你自己非常生气的时候，然后你对人不好的时候，你会不会希望别人也会体谅你一点呢？
You know, I'm not really very old.
其实我的年纪还没那么老。
But even now, I realize I have done some things to people that are shameful.
但是我自己很知道，我曾经对别人做过很糟糕的事情。
I've done some really terrible things.
非常不对，非常不好的事情。
I have been so mean to that lady sitting right there.
我有的时候对我太太就坐在这里，非常的不好。
Maybe even meaner sometimes to my own kid.
甚至有的时候对我的小孩 也是如此。
I've actually been angry and mean even towards the Taiwanese people that God sent me to love.
有的时候甚至我对台湾那些我想要向他们传耶稣救恩的人会生气。
These are just shameful things.
这是非常可耻的事情。
But don't I want mercy from Jesus for that?
但是我是不是需要从耶稣来给我的连续呢？
Don't I really want forgiveness from Jesus for those things?
我是不是也想耶稣能为我所做的事情来原谅我吗？
Well, of course I do.
那当然我是愿意这样子。
So now, can I then give that same mercy and that same forgiveness to other people?
但是当别人冒犯我的时候，我能学习连续他们吗？
Even if they offend me,
即使他们对我们不好，
even if they're just mean to me,
他们对我对我非常非常糟糕。
Can you forgive your spouse?
你能够原谅你的配偶吗？
Your brother,
你的弟兄吗？
Your parents,
你的父母亲吗？
Maybe you need to forgive your own children.
说不定你要学习原谅你自己的小孩。
Can you forgive your neighbor?
你能够原谅你的邻居呢？
You learn to give mercy to others when your own heart is made soft by the mercy that God has given you.
当你的心因为从神那里领受了连续软化了，你才会学习赐给别人有同样的怜悯。
When you are filled with the joy of forgiveness from God.
当你心中充满了从神那边领受得来的原谅而有喜乐。
Let me say it again. You learn to give mercy to others when your own heart is made soft by the mercy that you have received from God.
让我重新说一次，当你的心因为从神那边领受来了连续，让你的心软化了之后，你才会学习赐给别人有同样的怜悯的心。
If you cannot forgive other people,
如果你不能够原谅别的人，
then you really don't think that you need forgiveness.
那你绝对不会觉得说你自己需要原谅。
You don't understand the mercy that God has given you.
那你绝对不会理解到底什么是神的怜悯。
And of course, also, we forgive others because their debt is to God, not to us.
而且我们要理解说当我们原谅别人的时候，是因为他们所欠的是神，不是我们。
And God forgives them through Jesus.
然后神会借着耶稣基督来原谅他们。
So understand, think about, and meditate on the mercy that God has given you.
所以我们需要理解，好好来思考神如何借着耶稣基督给我们的连续。
Then your heart will be filled with joy.
那你的心就会充满了喜乐。
And you will become a person who can give mercy away.
你就会成为一位能够给别人有怜悯的人。
You'll be a new child of God.
那你就会是一个在神里面新的儿女。
And you'll give mercy to other people.
你就会学习给他们别人有怜悯。
Okay, let's pray.
Okay, 让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
慈爱天父，
Your mercy is incredible.
你的怜悯是我们所不能想象的。
And we admit we don't completely understand it.
我们承认我们不完全理解。
Help us to know and believe in Your mercy.
求主让我们能学习，然后相信主你的怜悯。
And teach us to be men and women who give mercy to others.
然后教导我们能成为能给别人怜悯的人。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们在奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Finally,
最后
outside we have some